We wouldn't miss him if it snowed, because we never saw him, but we miss him otherwise. You know?
March 4th, 2020, regular session meeting to order. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Here.
Commissioner Day?
Here.
Commissioner Robinson?
Here.
All right, for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you and to serve the people of Preble County. Lord, I just ask that you be with us as we make decisions on behalf of the people we represent. Lord, I just ask that you be with our military as they protect our freedom around the world, and that you be with our first responders here at home to protect our lives and our property and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Today on our agenda, we have public comment, approval of minutes, financial considerations, correspondence and reports, agreements and contracts, travel requests, meeting 9:30, we have public hearing, zoning case 1499 and 1500, 10:30, Eric Merritt, Sewer District 6, 10:45, we will leave for our tour for the proposed CDBG project sites. Kim, are there additional items? All right, so at this time, I'll open the floor up for public comments.
I'm Jean Purcell. I live at 386 Moose Road in Monroe Township. Good morning.
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 Morning. I am here about the Preble County Art Association and the packages for the land on which the current building sits. We have consulted, by the way, Vicki Denver, our executive director, had a medical appointment, which she couldn't change this morning, otherwise she would be here. We have consulted with legal counsel about bid package, and the legal counsel has advised us that the lease agreement that we have with the county should be certified or recorded in the county recorder's office, so that when the bid package goes out, it will be very clear that there is a lease on the land for 70 or so more years. And I believe that we talked with Kim about this yesterday. We think it is one way to protect the Art Center's investment in the property, as well as making it very clear to anybody else besides us who pulls the bid package that there is a long-term lease on the property. In consulting with the recorder's office, they require either the original lease document, which I assume is back there in your file somewhere, or a certified copy. We do have a copy that has not been recorded, but it's not a certified copy. I would note that in the recorder's office in 2004, there is a recorded document that provided an easement for the Educational Services Center to, I believe it had to do with water drainage and so forth in their land, which is further south. That's, as you know, from our building. So I want to bring the issue to your attention to request either the original lease so that we can take it to the recorder's office and get it recorded officially, or a certified copy that we could then take to the recorder's office and have it recorded. Is there anything else? I think that's all on that topic.
What's the most efficient way to get either or done?
Well, that's kind of
we need to talk to legal about it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, we need to talk to legal anyway.
Yeah.
To help them.
I want to make sure that if we give them a copy, because if
putting a certification on there, it's correct. I don't want to, you know. And we would like that also, obviously.
I am quite surprised.
I am too.
That this was not recorded back when it was created. That really, really surprises me.
And I would think that anybody who would be interested in the acreage would run a title search on it. They have good people working for them. And they would find, there is a copy of the lease and the commissioner's discussion about the lease and the path, the resolution and all that. We have a copy of all of that. But it is not recorded.
Well, the title search would go through the recorder's office and they wouldn't find it.
They would find the lease and they would
So the lease is in the recorder's office?
The lease is in the recorder's office and it includes the documents include the minutes of the commissioner's meeting when they voted to approve the lease and all the discussion related to that. And it includes a recorded document about the easement for water range from 2004, but it didn't record the original.
But it has the minutes where the board approved and signed without the signature. That might be all you're going to get.
What does it mean to be recorded then, if all those documents are there?
It's an official, would always come up in a title search. It would always come up in the title search that they're released on the property.
Well, if they recorded the minutes and the resolution that approved them signing it, and,
well, the technical term is recorded, but the official act of recording that in the recorder's office has not been completed.
The lease was done by resolution, so it is the attachment to the resolution that is part and parcel of the lease.
Okay, so we'll
we just need to
we'll get with legal. We'll figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I really appreciate it because
I understood from Vicki there wasn't anything up there, which was kind of strange.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, so we will.
But it is there, and I think. Given some of the concerns that you have about doing this for us or for the county in the first place, we need to make sure we don't complicate the situation anymore by not having that.
Our condition packet is to make it very clear that there is, you know, a lease, an existing lease on the property.
Okay.
Do you have any sense of timeline when the package is going to be ready?
No, just because I have to. It's been kind of busy in here. It's like it's
I asked her yesterday.
All the way, it is three more things to prop up that you weren't expecting. So,
right. So okay. Yeah.
Just, it's been a couple of weeks, and that's why.
Well, I think I would like to see a timeline set because if we don't set a goal, we're not going to meet it. Because I asked him yesterday if we're moving forward. I don't want to see us. I think we drug this out long enough. I don't want to see it. You in here 6 months from now asking about do we have a bid packet? I think we need to set a realistic timeline. And meet it. I mean, if we don't set a goal, we're not going to hit it. So let's set it. Let's, you know, is next Wednesday doable to have all the information?
No.
Then give me one. Because we're going to be in here in 3 or 4 weeks saying we're collecting information. We've been doing this for months.
Well,
let's get it done.
I would say that our concern would be that it be done right.
I agree.
A couple of weeks to get it done.
Well, and now.
What is a realistic time frame?
And now we have this little hiccup of
how to do that.
If what's recorded and what's officially, in the recorder's office. So we will get with our legal and we will figure this out. And
I just don't like using government slow as an excuse because we can speed it up if we want.
Well, we want it to be done correctly.
And I understand that.
That is the main focus here. Is the
I'll help. I'll help it keep moving forward. I'll get with Marty.
I'll be here again next week.
Yeah. I just want to see it moving forward. Yeah. Is that fair? I mean, am I asking for too much? Oh, you're smirking.
Well, we will.
You got to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, we don't.
I understand that, but it's been 2 weeks and we haven't figured it out yet.
We don't do this every day.
We haven't started it yet.
That's not true.
You got to start the process if you want to figure out if you know how to do it or not. We'll get it.
The first thing is to figure out if all the documents are correct.
We'll get on it.
Thank you.
And this, those were put there at the time?
I have no idea how they got there. I went in, I had an electronic copy that didn't print well because it's on usually 8.5 by 14 paper. And so that's why I went into the recorder's office to see if I could get a copy of it that I could fully read and make sure I had all the details. And that's where I got it.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in.
All right. Anybody else for public comments? All right. At this time, I will accept an approval of the minutes.
Move to note receipt items for approval by signing the journalization. Note receipt of the CD recordization, both the official minutes for the March 2nd, 2020 regular session meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Financial considerations, I will accept a motion to approve Resolution 186, Supplemental Appropriations, Motor Vehicle and Gas Tax Engineer.
Second.
It looks like there's a supplemental appropriation of $110,000. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 187, Reference Moral Obligation Coroner.
Move to approve Resolution 187.
Second.
From Coroner to Montgomery County Coroner, $1,600. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. I will accept a motion to not receive a letter from the Ohio EPA, reference February 5th, 2020, explosive gas monitor probe report landfill.
I'm sorry.
I did miss one. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 188, reference authorized payment coroner, $3,200, and data processing, $2,423.15.
Move to approve Resolution 188.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. All right, now, sorry about that. Accept a motion to note receive a letter from the Ohio EPA, February 5th, 2020, explosive gas monitor probe report landfill.
Move to note receive the letter from the Ohio EPA.
Second.
Says here that the Ohio EPA found no detectable exceedances at any of the gas probes during this review. Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to not receive a letter from Judge Overmeyer, reference wage rate increase, CAFI profit task.
Move to not receive a letter from Judge Overmeyer.
Second.
This letter is to inform you that CAFI profit will be receiving a raise effective the next pay period beginning March 7, 2020. This increase is due to the fact that CAFI has taken on more duties within the task program since a co-worker resigned. She is currently paid at the rate of $16.54. Her new rate of pay will be $18.04. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to not receive a court entry from the Preble County Common Pleas Court, reference authorization to hire outside legal counsel for Auditor LaVon Wright and Preble County Board of Revision.
Move to not receive the court order. Or court entry.
Sorry.
This is what they usually do, right? This is nothing unusual. Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to not receive and approve two legal ads, reference notice of public hearing number one, CDBG Critical Infrastructure Program and Notice of Public Hearing, I'm sorry, Public Hearing Number 2, and Notice of Public Hearing Number 2 for the CDBG Allocation Program.
Move to oversee the two legal ads.
Second.
Both of these hearings will be held on March 18th at 1:30 here in the Commission Chamber. Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt of 7 petitions for a zoning referendum and further consider authorizing the clerk of the board to forward to the Board of Elections for certification reference zoning case of 1481 Billy and Cheryl Thacker.
Move to note receipt of the 7 petitions for the zoning referendum and further consider authorizing clerk courts, the clerk of the boards to forward to the Board of Elections.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Agreements and contracts. Accept a motion to note receipt approved by signing an agreement reference groundwater monitoring engineering services for agreement with T&M Associates, $10,800 engineer.
Move to note receipt approved by signing the agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement reference temporary staffing services agreement with Manpower Richmond, $25,000 landfill.
Move to note note receipt of and so approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Do you know if we have any luck with those guys in there? I mean, there for a while, they didn't show up.
I haven't heard one way or the other.
I haven't either. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. Have they been? I haven't heard that they've been using. They were using some inmates too.
Well, they were using manpower, but then they got to the point where they show up one day and then they would show back up.
Now that you mentioned, I haven't seen any
new voices. Okay, we'll have to ask.
Well, I mean, this could just be. What we've been doing, and maybe they try that first and then go to other options. Motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment. Reference amendment number 3 to the inmate food service agreement with Aramark, $150,000 share.
Move to note receipt approved by signing the amendment.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Accept a motion to note receipt approved by signing an agreement. Reference medical director and inmate medical service agreement with Dr. Harold Ferguson, Jr., $15,200 share.
Note receipt and so approved by signing the agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve the following travel requests. Resolution 189, Denise Robertson, Chris Dang, Lenny Creech, Commission, have requested permission to attend various SEBCO meetings in Columbus throughout 2020. Cost not to exceed $500. Resolution 190, Denise Robertson, Chris Day and Rodney Creech Commission have requested permission to attend various CORSA meetings in Columbus throughout 2020. Cost not to exceed $500. Resolution 191, Sandy Green, Don Roberts, and Natalie Maynard, CSEA, have requested permission to attend the OCDA Symposium in Columbus on April 26th through the 28th. Cost not to exceed $2,155. Resolution 192, Abigail Taylor, JFS, has requested permission to attend the core training in various locations throughout Ohio on various dates throughout 2020. Cost not to exceed $250. And then Resolution 193, Aaron Harris and Chassie Alvarez, JFS, have requested permission to attend the Workforce Conference in Columbus on April 30th through May 1st, 2020. Cost not to exceed $690.
Move to approve Resolution 189 through 193.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Kim, do you have any additional items that we can take care of in 5 minutes?
Talk about the course of renewal meeting, which is Friday the 20th, and somebody going to be there to vote. They sent us a packet in the mail, and it turned out that Rodney is our current representative, and Denise, you are the alternate. So if you're going to make it so that Chris is, I probably need to know so we can reappoint.
Yeah, so I think typically it's isn't the president and vice president.
President and
yeah.
Vice president, generally.
So I just wanted to, because I know we thought we just had it set up that way, but.
And I do think I will be attending that. So what time does it start?
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
We'll do have a new resolution. The other thing was, we had talked Monday about the One Ohio MOU, and the board wanted to support that. The instructions were sent over to the prosecutor to look at it. He looked at it. He said there's no downside in doing it, and that it just would require a resolution stating that we desire to join and support the One Ohio MOU. So, if you want to proceed with that, I do have a resolution here. It would be 194-20-199, or 191.
Say those again, please.
It's 194-20-191. Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Crowell County, Ohio, for purposes of supporting the One Ohio Memorandum of Understanding.
Move to approve Resolution 194.
Second. And this is for the
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. To note receipt and approve by signing these two letters to the payroll clerk.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
We have a letter. questions, if you have passive information, it's the same amount to use the chamber. Saturday before we vote, so that you can do your training.
Did you vote, did you receive the letter?
Just need to know that you're okay with it, it's just a standard.
What they do every year?
Yeah, we do it every year, so I just wanna let you know.
Couple more minutes. Chris, do you have anything?
No, do not. I'm gonna refill my coffee in 4 minutes.
Because they passed it back before, they, here's what happened. They sent it back to me.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's in there.
Are you reading the?
What minutes do you have, right?
You find it? It's definitely in there.
Yeah, I was gonna read the chart to make sure you're on the right set of minutes. You got it?
I was going back and forth on the other one.
Yeah, skip page and then you're on the wrong case.
That's all right.
All right. Now we got 2 minutes and we're missing the commissioners, so we'll wait. Our first hearing, I am ready.
public hearing for zoning cases 1499 Robert M. Holderman and zoning case 1500 Molly Evans and Lois Evans to order. I would like to remind everyone to sign in. If you have not signed in for the meeting, you will need to sign in. And at this time, I would like to ask the clerk to give the oath to the audience. So if you're planning on giving testimony, you'll need to stand up and take the oath.
You stand and raise your right hand.
If you think you might have an opportunity to speak, go ahead and do this with us.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you may give today is the truth and nothing but the truth to the best of your knowledge? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
You may be seated.
You have taken an oath or affirmation to tell only the truth in this proceeding. You are hereby advised that knowingly making a false statement under oath or affirmation in an official proceeding can constitute a violation of Ohio criminal law. If a statement is made with the purpose of misleading a public official in performing the official function, such behavior should subject the maker of the statement to criminal prosecution for falsification, a misdemeanor of the first degree, punishable by a sentence of 6 months in jail or a fine of up to $1,000. Knowingly making false statements under oath or affirmation in an official proceeding when the statement is material may also subject the maker of the statement to criminal prosecution for the offense of perjury, a felony of the third degree, punishable by a sentence of up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $10,000. Let's see. All right, so this public meeting is being taped. So if you have testimony, you will need to come up to the podium and state your name for the record. So at this time, I will read the description. Case 1499. Eric O'Dell, agent for Robert M. Holderman, submitted an application to have approximately 43.372 acres exclusive of road right-of-way, if any, reclassified from agricultural to special use provision. The area of land sought to be reclassified contains approximately 1,322.97 feet frontage located along the west side of Eaton-Lewisburg Road, approximately 1,880 feet north of Paramount Road, Twin Township, Preble County, Ohio. The proposal is to create five new tracts with varying uses and improved layout from the existing two tracts. One tract of approximately 5.19 acres will be incorporated into a neighbor's tract by survey. Two tracts will continue to support existing homes, and two tracts will be proposed for new single-family residents. So, Mr. O'Dell, would you like to take over, please?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric O'Dell. I'm with J.F. State News Associates and Surveyor. As stated by the description, we have a total of 22 new building sites will be created on the track 5 and track 4 of the rear of the property. I'm going back and we'll just explain these one at a time here. The new track 1 that you see on your map is the tillable area up front of the farm here. And that is the piece that is going to be combined by survey to the Wagner property to the north here. So that will not count as a new building site. Moving on to track 2, there's an existing 3.5 acre parcel right here that was previously split. What we're doing with track 2 is we're combining the rest of the remaining part behind the, being bounded by the creek and this little strip that was left over connecting the remaining land. We're going to create a dividing line to shoot that 3.5 acres pulled up to the front and include all both of these as track 2 for the site that is, has an existing, I believe it was an existing mobile home that's going to be demolished, and Bob wishes to build him a nicer home on this site. Track 3 is where we have the existing, right here, the existing building site here, another existing building site that's on the remaining piece that other than separate from the 3.5. Now he just wishes to split that off to 4.5 acres coming along the driveway and up to the creek, or 4.5 acre supporting that existing house that was built in 2002. And then of course that would leave
Track 4 would be everything south of the creek and approximately from the wooded line out here and then coming down, including a 40-foot access strip for road frontage next to Bob's existing driveway here. And the remaining southern part, for the 14 and a half acres, will be the other home site. Planning Commission approved this 6-2.
if all five of them would have been there, it still failed?
Possibly.
Well, it would have been 3-2. I'm just making a point that that doesn't matter if there's only three people there. I'm just making a point.
Can you tell me what their major concern was?
Actually, as I recall, the only thing that I have on record that, the motion was made by Dan Hayes, and he made a motion to deny, and his only reference was Section 1103 and Section 201A was his only answer. There were no discussion of, well, I don't like this because whatever. He made his motion to deny it and inside of 1103 and Section 201A, which is pretty broad.
So they sent it back to planning for no reason?
They sent it back to planning before it was denied, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that can help a little bit.
Yeah, go back and retrace that.
This first track, this low field here, the northeast corner, this was presented originally as going to this neighbor instead of this neighbor, and the Rural Zoning Commission was concerned once they learned that this track was going to be combined with the property of a different neighbor, they thought it should be reheard by the Planning Commission. So that's why it went back before Planning Commission to clarify which neighbor was going to purchase this field.
Okay.
So that was the reason it didn't go through the first time, so it was basically tabled and sent back, and then the Planning Commission re-reviewed it and approved it a second time. Any other questions on that part?
Do you have any questions, Chris?
Can you explain the five tracks we've got here now, how we've gotten to this point?
This is the second time it's been split, right?
Yes, these other splits happened many years ago.
And they have existing homes on
them
now.
The five tracks, this northeast field will be combined with the neighbors.
Right.
It'll be surveyed together in a single legal description. The neighbor to the north.
Right.
That doesn't include this little rectangle, it's this farm around here.
Right.
So all this frontage will be part of one farm. The tract with the mobile home on it will simply be expanded to the north property line and along the creek.
And it has an existing home on it now?
It has a mobile home in a real pretty high spot, even though it's in the floodplain graphically.
Mm-hmm.
It most certainly would be well above the flood elevation. There's a beautiful building site overlooking the waterfalls.
Okay.
And I apologize for the graphics, but this is a beautiful waterfall that some of you may be familiar with. And so a home site up here, absolutely a gorgeous place. The trailer sits up here. The new building site would be somewhere in this location. The Blue Creek line is not a good representation. That creek is actually down here, as you see in the photo.
Okay, so
and that little white spot is the waterfall in there.
Okay.
So this track will go with the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
This will be expanded. This is the proposal.
Okay.
The existing home, I've got a very nice home here. That'll be on its own track, leaving the remainder of the farm with a building site to the north and a building site to the south.
Okay.
Those are the two new building sites proposed with this. And we did make a count and go historically through the numbers of splits over the years to make sure that it complies with the subdivision regulations for Breville County, which allow a certain number of splits. And then after that point, you have to go through a major subdivision process as a developer would.
So track number 4 is 59 acres?
No. It'll be 14 acres. 14
acres.
Almost 15. 14.25 acres now. Yeah, you're looking at the D acres there.
So both of these new splits will be more than 14 acres.
Yes. You have 14. Yeah, roughly 14.5, 14.75 acre new tracts, 4 and 5.
Rodney, do you have any questions?
No. I was going to ask the same one as Chris.
Okay.
So we've only created one additional tract.
We're creating two new additional building sites in all.
4 and 5, right?
Yeah, track 4 and 5.
Right. Okay. You can see it
tract here that extends out to the road, and a tract here that extends out to the road.
So technically there would be three building sites if you tear the trailer down.
Well, I mean, there's already something there, but yes.
You've already got the one existing building site.
Well, we have two homes right now.
We have two homes here already. So what we're doing is just separating this off of the remainder here. So
track two, track four, and track five could be.
So you're creating two new building sites and a smaller building site with what's already on the farm. Okay. And then, of course, the mobile home site will be expanded as it is an already existing building site. So then, like I said, just point out, of course, the track number one doesn't really count against the subdivisions because it will be wrapped up into the neighbor's property.
Okay.
All right.
So you've got two existing sites and three. Possible building sites.
Track four and five.
Three and four, or four and five.
This one's going up into the neighbors.
Track one will not be considered a building site because it's going to be added to combined by survey to the north property here.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's okay. I'm happy to repeat myself.
So that, I guess, that will be recorded back in.
Yes, that's right. That will be part of this process to require that to be combined with the neighboring farm.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chairman, I want to point out that that track one also is completely within floodplain, and that is a low field, and most likely would not be a developable site ever in the future. The mobile home site does have a really nice high spot back here, as I mentioned a few moments ago, that could very likely be built upon.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I guess one of the questions, there's a lot of talk in the Planning Commission. I kind of got lost in the floodplain and all this and that. What was the purpose of that?
The purpose of the discussion with the
floodplain.
Z lines and all that.
I think it was directed mostly to tracks one and two until it was clarified that track one was going to be attached to the neighboring track. And then there was some sort of discussion that didn't go very far about where to place this new cutoff line up to the north.
Yeah, but maybe, as I recall, you probably talked about the first time we took it. Yeah, there was discussion. The main area of concern was this building site here being in the floodplain. And of course,
right.
Brad pointed out already, but I can refer you to the contour map that we've provided here. Also, you'll see on the contour map, you can see right where the text is for new track two, you can see there's a high spot indicated on the contour map there. And there it is on the screen as well. You can see that's a nice building. And of course, before it's buildable, since it's in the floodplain, we'll have to be certified for elevation. And I believe that has to be it'll have to be a foot above. Actual flood elevation, 2 feet above the flood elevation to be buildable.
Okay. Any more questions? Anything else? All right, so at this time, is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of this application? If you would, come up to the podium. Anybody? Or is there anyone who would like to speak against this application? You just need to come up to the podium and state your name and state your concerns.
My name is Todd McKee. I would like to address the term executive level housing. There is no reference in building codes or the Ohio Board of Building Standards designating minimum building requirements for executive housing. Matter of fact, 1,000-foot square building house could be determined exactly by its owner. I feel this term executive level housing is just being used to enhance the approval of this application. Thank you.
So we may want to clarify in our zoning, in our land use or whatever, what that means exactly. So make a note for that. All right. Anybody else?
Thank you. Can you say your last name again, please?
O'Connell.
O'Connell. O'Connell. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak against this application? Alright. Look at the votes. On 11/21, is that right? Approved to return. Good night. On 11/21, the Planning Commission approved it. That doesn't seem right. 4-1. That's not the notes I have. I have that they approved it 6-2.
Is that what you said, Eric? I think you said 6-2, didn't you?
I believe the first meeting in November. The January meeting I have down to 6-2 vote.
Yeah.
There were different attendance levels at each meeting.
Two, then it went to rural zoning. 116. There it is. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so 116/2020, it was approved 6-2. And then it went to rural zoning on 2-4. Thank you. It jumps all over the place. Wait, they sent it back. So if it was approved on 116, so on 2-4,
it was denied at 3-0.
Mm-hmm. But right. But they sent it back to.
Yeah, they tabled. Well, they tabled it the first time.
I read they sent it back to Planning Commission. Did it not go back to Planning? And then they approved it again, 6-2.
11/21, it was approved and passed on to
okay, here
a
we go.
12-3 hearing.
Right. And then they approved it to return to the Planning Commission. Okay, so the first time it was approved 4-1, according to this, went to the Rural Zoning, Zoning Commission, and they approved to return it back to the Planning Commission, and then on 116 it was approved 6-2. And then on 2-4 it was denied in the Zoning Commission hearing. Sorry about that. It got a little complicated. But it did pass twice in Planning Commission, and it was denied in the Rural Zoning. So, at this time...
You have anything to add to this?
I can't think of anything right now. It does comply with the standards of the Rural Zoning Resolution.
I'd like some discussion before we do that.
Okay.
Aren't we going to discuss it before we make a motion? That's what we should do.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the discussion, I just wanted to state for the record that I think consistency is a very important thing, not only for us commissioners, but the county. And we've had cases like this come before us several times, and one just right up the road, actually, probably less than a half a mile away, where we were taking rural areas and converting them into housing. Eric, I appreciate your terminology of, you know, it's not prime farm ground, because that is something that we want to look out for, and I think that's very critical. Not only do I look out for prime farm ground, I look out for all ground, and I look out for the neighbors. And I think, you know, one of the biggest issues with zoning is protecting neighbors. Brad taught me that in Zoning 101 when I started as commissioner. So again, it's not that we are, or it's not that I am for or against people doing, you know, what they want with their property, but I think it needs to meet our land use plan. It needs to meet the things that go with the county. You know, we have a 40-acre rule, but then we throw in special use provisions. So why do we have a 40-acre rule? And I just have issues with, I personally have issues with cases that are coming through that we're putting building lots out into the country. And I picked up on the term executive housing also. And, you know, executive housing, we need more than two executive houses in the county. We need areas in our land use plan right outside of the city that has utilities, and we can put in large housing plats and then build executive housing. Adding two houses with executive housing isn't going to make a difference in the county, but the thing that comes with executive housing is executives, and do they understand the smells and the things that go along with the country? One of the issues that we often hear is people want to move to the country, but they don't want to deal with the country, and then they start affecting our people's, you know, production agriculture is the number one thing in Preble County. And I just have an issue with these kinds of cases. This is probably the fourth or fifth one now that's come before our board. We have another one coming here in the next couple months. And again, we just keep piecemealing our county roads and our township roads, and eventually we're going to have many subdivisions on every road, and we got to deal with those. And I think it's our job as commissioners to protect the county. That's all I have.
I understand what Bob's saying. I also understand that these folks own the property. They pay for it. They pay the taxes on it. It meets the requirements by law that we currently have on the books. And I know everybody's views a little bit different, but if the intent was not to break these lots down there, it should have been better defined in our zoning ordinances.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out why we have zoning.
Well, if it meets all the requirements.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's textbook, then I guess we don't need boards, zoning boards.
There was a disagreement between the two boards. The Planning Commission passed it twice, 6-2. Rural zoning denied it. At this time, I would accept a motion.
I move to approve case 1499 based on section 1303.1B1.
Second.
Any further discussion? Caitlin, you call the roll, please.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
No.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. So this motion is passed. Brad, you'll give them the boilerplate language for the referendum.
This case is approved right now. There's a 30-day wait where the residents have an opportunity to appeal through the
next case is case have approximately 5.3 acres exclusive of road right-of-way, if any, from agricultural to special use conditions. The area of land sought to be reclassified contains approximately 419 feet frontage along the west side of Camden College Corner Road, approximately 4,500 feet south of U.S. 127 Summers Township, Preble County, Ohio. The proposal is to divide 3.1 acres off the east part of the 56.363-acre tract owned by Lois Evans, combining it with Sun Marlin's 2.5-acre tract, creating a 5.6-acre tract. Mr. Kramer.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman of the Board. I'm Doug Kramer from Kramer and Associates here representing the Evans. To take a quick overview, parts of this you may refer to just as easily your little drawing where we use as the vicinity sketch the soils map that I'll point to here in the upper left corner of the drawing that we've submitted. And basically, this ground that we see on the north strip here, which has the barns, is this piece right here. There's no division, but it shows the proposal here on our map. So that little piece has the barns that are used by Marlon Evans, who lives here. His mother owns the ground, and as we explained on the application, it also has frontage down here on the Camden College Corner Road. In fact, it's sort of a separate set of buildings down there. Mr. Evans wasn't really clear on where his property line was. He thought it was maybe some kind of a strip up in here or whatever, and we found as the guys are looking into things for refinancing that in fact he doesn't own that barn. That barn is on his mother's property. And so we're here to rectify that for some, obviously a lot of refinancing is going on, and we're here to rectify that situation by combining the ground which Mr. Marlon has in presence, which is here, and shown over on the detail, the biggest part of the drawing that we have here. So the Marlon Evans on that part on the right hand side of the sheet, and this is Lois Evans, his mother's ground up there. So it's simply to take the piece off the top of north of his house and barns at his house, and then use the barns that he has used now. Separate that off, has a little bit of a jog in the back because, as somebody said, you maybe don't want to put a line where you can't even put a ladder behind the barn or whatever. So we made that even extra wide, even though the agricultural setback might be zero. We put it on there at 60 feet, which would comply with about any kind of regulation that you have here in the county. So there will be a new piece on the top of 3.1 acres, a new piece. The existing piece with Marlon is now, which is 2.5 acres, you add those together, and you have a proposed 5.6 acre track here, all fronting on Camden College Corner Road. And as we said, the back farm then will remain, I guess it's 53.3 acres, and it still has frontage on the road. So I believe that explains it as best I can. I'm sure it can answer any questions that you have.
Is another prime example of leaving for a barn up anywhere and we'll worry about fixing it later.
Yeah.
Well, especially in relatives, it's true.
Because there's no permitting process for a barn, so we can stick a barn up anywhere and then they come in here and they're like, oh, we got to fix this now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
You mean ag buildings don't require permits.
Right.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Nor is the survey required every time you build on any property.
We would recommend this. Right. We see so many of these where people set a barn up and then all of a sudden they're back in here and they're wanting to redo this, and you're just kind of like, that should have been taken care of on the front end,
right?
In my opinion.
Any questions?
No.
The Planning Commission approved this 8-0 on January 16th, and the Zoning Commission approved it 3-0 on the 4th of February, and at this time I will accept a motion.
Madam Chairman, I move to case 1500 to be approved based on 201.7 and section 1103B1.
Second.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
So don't tell them not to build any more barns anytime soon.
What's that? Well, they should have to get that stuff taken care of because.
Often with the financing, which is not, I guess, a universal part of an agricultural project all the time, you now have at least these mortgage surveys or whatever, that their patients, they can best guess where the property lines are.
Right.
They must not have had to get one of those.
Quick recesses.
When they finance the barn.
Well, I don't want to recess us.
That's a good point. Talks to the department administrator about those kinds of things.
Thanks, Brad.
Do you have anything, Kim, or are we going to recess?
Oh, no, I got a couple other things. I told her to call Eric and let him know that we thought that this would take a little more time. So we didn't want to make Eric come over.
Kelsey, come down for coffee afterwards.
Or you could buy one for her at the cafe.
Kim just handed me resolution 195, which will designate an official representative alternate for the purpose of voting at the annual meeting of the County Commissioners Association and affiliate organizations in 2020. Per our usual, the president is the official person that votes, designated official voting representative, and then the vice president, Chris, would be the alternate. So it's resolution 195.
Move to approve resolution 195.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Anything else, Kim?
In your packet, you'll have, I emailed you guys too, but I know sometimes it's hard to, get through all your emails before you get in here. It has to do with the vehicle for the TCAP program. And we talked about sending them a letter, but everything has been done by email so far, so I drafted one up. I hope you guys are okay with it. I thought it would probably work better to continue on with how we had been, trying to,
I'm fine with this. I mean, you just clarified the cost and the expense of repairs and insurance would be on them, and so we're fine for them to use.
Okay. And I just wanted to let you know that we will be getting braille markings for the outside panels on the elevators where you push the arrow for up and for down, so that they will
maybe we can get someone, because it is a charity ball, we can get someone at a reduced price at least.
That's what I'm looking for. So just as soon as you guys can find, let me know some ideas.
Okay.
Because obviously everybody's getting hooked up.
All right. Yes. All right. Just so any mind. Buttons. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Kim?
No, you have in your packet correspondence from an attorney
Well, you know, we have 15 minutes. Will it take longer than 15 minutes?
He was just going to finish up.
We called him.
Oh, he's coming over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We had set him at 10:30 because we were under the impression that your 30 hearings could run a while.
Okay.
So rather than would you want to talk about flash basketball or?
Yeah, we can. The trash bash for this year is, did you contact Kyle?
He's going to go out something.
Okay.
At least for the RV ones in our group.
All right. So the trash bash that Beth was working on, there wasn't a lot of reaction. People signed up, so we are going to postpone it and spend this year promoting next year's. We didn't feel like we had enough time to promote it and get the word out. So we will be postponing it until 2021. So that's, is there anything else we need to add to that?
It looks like it's just, I'm gonna be working with Beth a little bit, getting stuff ready. So she's going to be presenting it when she goes to the schools.
Right. And she's going to make an announcement at Earth Day, so she's going to start right away promoting it for next year.
Yeah. So we look forward to each one of you guys having your own trash bash group next year.
Right. And I was going to have a group from the Robertson Tree Farm, and so procrastinators the way they are, we will need to make sure that the deadline is, you know, announced, and that there's a lot of communication out with the groups at the schools, the FFA, the Boy Scouts, and all of those groups that would be interested, the churches. So we'll do a better job promoting it next year, or this year for next year. So, and I'm sure Chris will have a team.
Right,
team day.
Chris.
Cleaning up trash.
Go team day.
And Rodney too. So, okay.
I have my team already ready. We were ready.
My team didn't know they were a team yet, so my team had not been informed that they were a team. So, okay, so trash bash is postponed. Anything else? Rodney, do you have anything while we're waiting? Chris?
I don't
know. Okay. All right.
Just happened
earlier.
I just sent you back.
That is disappointing. He did a great job last year.
And I was really looking forward to him doing it again. He did great for being having.
Thought you were our next meeting.
These old projectors, you really have to be careful shutting down the cooling valves.
Oh yeah. Oh, Kim?
Yeah.
Kim? I have a friend that, her name's Kim, she's done it for years. I can contact her.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to do something. I don't know anyone around here who does it.
What's,
I don't know bands, really, or
what's
the
date again?
October 24th. Roddy, we're good on that, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Nobody's getting married?
Okay.
If so, I don't know yet.
Okay, well.
Well, if I do, just tell them.
Yeah. You're busy.
Congratulations.
Here's a check. Congratulations. I will text her now.
Now, have you guys all decided what your charities are going to be yet?
I haven't.
Because I will
not the same.
As soon as I can so I can start getting those mailers put together.
I thought we just sent a save the date out now.
I'll save the date. Send the date out from April 1st of May to send that out. But since I'm trying to train them out there a little bit how to do it, that way they can start getting
everything. Yeah, I'll put some thought into it.
With her expectancy of leaving, I'm trying to get as much of this part done when we've got that little downtime.
Good.
So that come October, everything's
going to
be
ready
to
if she's available that day.
Or
Or if you guys would rather a band, I don't know what you guys, but Bobby, you said you knew a few bands.
There are a few bands.
And you guys would prefer to go to that house?
That's probably going to be much more expensive.
The only problem with a band is you're getting one kind of music.
Right.
With the DJ, you can get multiple kinds.
Right.
I'd probably stay stick with the DJ if I had to.
It's tough to get a variety. It's very tough to get a variety of music in a band. I mean,
right.
All the bands that we typically know have their own style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Quite honestly, that's pretty much what they do.
That's basically what they do.
I mean,
yeah.
That is what they do. They do have a knack for reading the room and knowing what kind of music would be appropriate.
I'd rather save $200.
I'm looking at Chris.
She just pushes her luck constantly.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure she's just talking to Chris.
I am.
Well, maybe Eric, since he can't help us, maybe he'd at least share with us the music he would play.
I did
not still...
see you of anybody else.
My friend Kim is not available. She's not ready.
Yeah, I bet you'd be good as
a teacher. Okay, so
Kim
is not available.
Dale Moberly Jr., son of Dale Schoolhall,
about
my age,
yeah.
Is an excellent DJ. We've had him for class reunions and weddings.
If you could send his contact
to Jeannie's cousin,
that would be great.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Yeah.
It's family.
Where
you at,
man?
Yeah, he does. He does a lot of work too. That's the problem with DJs; they're always booked a year out.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
good
if we could get some contact information to Julie, that'd be fantastic.
You can call
or
my wife.
Or if you want to do some
family
bargaining.
Sorry, Rod. I just.
Oh no,
I'm partial to Dale just because we're.
That's good.
That's
no,
great.
You can contact the county recorder, and she should be able to help you out. You get a lot more done when you delegate.
I do. It's amazing. We now change calendars so that I can see everything that's going on.
I'm telling you.
It works out way better.
That's good.
No offense.
That's the way I want it to be done. It's perfect.
I saw my husband about that. He said, you do that with me, don't you? And I said, actually, I do. So the only thing left, I have not heard back from the photographer yet on that.
Okay.
Kelsey, you got any leads? DJ?
I like his Dale Mobley thing. I think that'd be great if he's available.
I know, and the thing is, it is wedding season. It is time for a wedding.
Well,
worst case scenario, we can get some speakers and just plug a phone in.
I mean, that's what I said.
Save $250.
I will borrow my church's board thing, take it in, and I'll just sit there and do it. I mean, worst comes worst, just don't throw apples so it's hurt. Bananas are better.
Okay. All right.
They tend not to reach their target because of their shape.
Exactly. Because when people tend to squeeze and it just goes to go nowhere.
Are we going to recess?
I guess.
No, I'm just thinking maybe we'll just go into executive session for what I've got.
Oh, okay. I was going to make a phone call if not, but yeah, that's fine. Move to enter executive session to discuss security at the courthouse.
Can we call
the
roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Bennett?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Is there much else today?
I don't
know.
Probably not on the record.
And there'll be an executive session, and then we'll be sitting down to look at projects.
How many projects do we have?
Six, maybe, but one does really have a site, so.
Chris, when you're done with your tour, can you just text me?
I will do that.
And I should be in the office
until
about 2 o'clock. So.
All right, that'll work. Thank you.
She's got the door. Thank you, Kelsey.
Very good, Steve.
Be good. Move to exit executive session where we discuss security at the courthouse.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. So are you gonna do a resolution for the opioid thing?
We already did.
We're good.
You have the last one.
Oh.
I don't know what I did with them.
Are you gonna
you
be like?
You lost your ring and your glasses.
I put a new rubber ring.
You're like Velma, man.
I can't find my glasses.
Yeah, I can't find anything. All right. Yes. I have a platinum one, but I'm always out messing around, and it's easier just to.
Okay. So.
Executive session pending imminent litigation, Sewer District 6.
So move.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. It's next year.
Okay.
Move to exit executive session. We're discussing pending litigation with Sewer District 6. No action taken.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Second.
Call the roll, Kim.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
We're going to take the tile.
Yes.